I'm Madison Rogers from Cats Protection.
So, hi, Madison. Good to talk to you. And the reason that we've got you on is really just to talk about the awareness around flowers, and particularly lilies, because, you know, Mother's Day, lots of people may be buying flowers, bringing them into the house, but they can be bad news for cats, can't they?
Yes, unfortunately, Cats Protection research has shown that 6 in 10 UK adults are not aware that lilies are fatal to cats if they ingest them. So, and there are many other plants as well which are toxic to cats. And, you know, Mother's Day is all about showing how much you care for your mom and how much you appreciate everything that you do. So we're trying to raise awareness amongst people who will be buying their mom's flowers to try and help them make sure they get cat safe flowers, and then, you know, their mom and the cat can have a great day.
Yeah, I have to say, I wasn't aware, because I have a cat, and I wasn't aware, and actually I was in a supermarket buying some lilies, and someone sort of who knew me walked past and said, you know, they're poisonous for cats, and I was quite shocked by that. So do we need to sort of have some sort of more awareness? How do we kind of get the message that lilies are poisonous to cats?
Yeah, many people like yourself are not aware that they are poisonous to cats, so that was a really lucky encounter for somebody did tell you. So obviously Cats Protection is trying to raise awareness amongst the public, but we're also calling on retailers to create a pet safe sticker so that when consumers are buying flowers, they can make that informed choice easily and quickly.
Okay, and I know, looking at your research, half of those surveyed said that if there was a pet safe warning attached to flowers, then, you know, half of those surveyed would say they'd be more likely to buy the flowers. So that could be good news for retailers.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we want people to be able to make that informed choice quickly. Obviously, at the moment, it's very difficult. And as I said, it's a complex area because there's lots of different flowers and they do have different degrees of toxicity. So for people at the moment who are looking to go out and buy their mom flowers, we would obviously say do not buy anything with lilies in. But there are a lot more flowers, so they can have a look on our website at cats.org.uk and search dangerous plants to find out a bit more about what, you know, other plants that are toxic or safe. If somebody's looking for, you know, a very specific kind of flower they can buy, we would suggest a pure bouquet of roses or sunflowers. Or if they're looking to buy a house plant, we would suggest a moth orchid, all as examples of flowers that are safe for cats.
Okay, and do you want to give us a few more examples of other plants and flowers that may not be safe, things we should be avoiding if we have cats?
So obviously we're coming into springtime, and daffodils can be toxic to cats if they're ingested. A lot of people like to, you know, have them a little bouquet bought from the supermarket. So, you know, there is quite a range of plants to avoid, which is why we sort of say, you know, a pure bouquet of roses is a really, really good way to know that you've got a safe bouquet. But if a pet safe sticker was introduced, it would give people that confidence when they're buying flowers to know direct from the retailer that what they're buying is safe for the person that's got cats.
And if we, you know, we have lilies in the house and we think that maybe our cat has ingested the lily, I mean, what would be sort of the advice around that? I mean,
if somebody, you know, is panicking right now because they've got a vase of lilies on the side in their house, we would obviously advise any change in the behaviour of your cat to take it straight to the vets. There are a lot of different symptoms of reactions to poisonings, but common ones include vomiting or twitching, fitting, potential breathing difficulties. You know, if they see any of these signs or any, you know, unusual behaviors from their cats, we would encourage them to take them straight to the vet. If they've got those flowers in the house, obviously ideally, you know, if they, you know, would be happy to get rid of them, that's the best solution. But if, you know, they've perhaps got a room in their house which the cat isn't allowed into, they could put the flowers in that room. If it's maybe other flowers, you know, if they've got some daffodils, you know, and they've got an older cat that sleeps all day and there's a place that they know that cat can't reach, you can put the flowers out of reach of the cats. But obviously it's safest to make sure they're nowhere near anywhere the cat can go.
Yes. See, I didn't even know about the daffodil, so it's been an education. I think a lot of us are going to be running around frantically checking out all the flowers, making sure there's nothing poisonous. So it's really useful information and definitely a good idea for that pet safe sticker, just to give that confidence. So Madison, it's been really good to talk to you today and raising awareness of this important issue. Do you want to give us that your website again if people want to go and check the flowers?
Yeah, if people want to find out more about flowers which are toxic or safe, they can look on our website at cats.org.uk and just search for dangerous plants.